1, 2, 3. Now we're rolling.
Yeah, it's important to recognize that we, what used to serve us in the past may not always serve us in the same way. When we were younger, we were taught not to talk to strangers, but if we went that way our whole life, that wouldn't work. Now we need to talk to strangers.
With a 6-foot distance.
It saves space. And I'm grateful for you guys. Because strangers can soon become friends. And I think it's important, you know, as letting go of the comfort zone. What is your comfort zone? I love fast food. I love any kind of addiction or vice. I love drama, like watching news. Not me personally, but I'm just providing examples of how we can get and intertwined in our mind, and we don't really ever take the time to consider that maybe these things aren't serving us for our best interests, and that maybe we've fallen into a dependency on this pleasure that's no longer serving us. And so at this point, we need to release because it's no longer serving us. And so when I wrote this song, I was thinking about my life. I was looking at my best friend, and I was thinking about him getting older. And I thought, oh gosh, like, what's going to happen when we get older? What's going to happen to my babies when they get older? And what's going to happen to me? And this is what creates anxiety, is not living in the present, not living in the confidence of now. So this is where the song came from, and I would like to dedicate it to Lulu. It's called Fly Away. Let's get real high and fly away over the trouble and over the pain. Waves will rise, then subside again. Through it all, we stand tall as friends. So fly away, fly away, fly away with me. Let me show you something. Every moment, the ones you keep holding, they turn into a distant memory. So fly away with me. Fly away with me. Well, I can see our house from here. Without you, it's no home that's clear. You let go and I'll let go too. Of all of the bullshit, all that we go through. Now fly away, fly away, fly away with me. Let me show you someday. Just wanna be with you forever too. No mountain too high, no valley too low could keep away this love inside. Sing that, those lyrics, I think about Forrest Gump. She's like, Lord, make me a bird. But what was she saying, man? She was saying, like, fuck, sometimes life gets tough. Sometimes life hurts. So, Lord, make me a bird so I can fly away, so I can see things differently. Because we are not these behavioral patterns, these subconscious inherited traumas. We are our infinite essential selves. We are part of the divine. We are part of everything. And we don't see that as long as we're stuck in the forest. We need to take like the eagle and go above that forest to see everything. You know, when I'm in a plane, I don't see any drama. I don't see anybody commenting. I don't see any personality. I just see the earth. I just see lights, I see water, I see nature, I see so much beauty, I see the clouds, I see the sun. I mean, if you ever flew over the clouds, man, you could feel it. It's a whole new world. And there's people in our lives we wish you could just say, fly away, fly away, fly away with me. Let me show you something. All of these struggles, the ones you keep owning, they turn into a distant memory. So come on, and just fly away. We begin to soar from the mountains to the desert to the shore. Who could ever ask for more? Love is the answer. That's what we're here for. Love is the answer. I just burped. That's what we're here for. Thanks, Boots Crab. Love is the answer, it's what we're here for. Flower, flower, flower. Flower, flower, flower. Even if you're stuck at home. World over the herd. Fly away with me. So honored to be here and to be able to feel safe enough to sing from my heart. Yeah.
Welcome to Soul Punch Sunday, my
Soul friend. Punch Sunday.
Yeah, Soul Punch Sunday.
This is actually our first in-house punch. we've been doing this online through interface and recordings and melding them together. But thanks to beautiful technology. But how beautiful and how timely divine to bring Mr. Paul Canyon into this space.
It's good to be here.
Combine
with
the divine.
Collaborate.
Intertwining of timing.
I couldn't think of a better song to open with than Fly Away With Me right now. Right? How many of us right now are just, we're all stuck in our homes and, you know, we can finally have like small group gatherings, like less than 10, I guess, is what we're allowed to do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's actually, we're actually okay.
So we're legal right now.
We're legal. We're legal having one person.
Because on Earth Day, I wasn't legal. I got a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
The rebels.
We don't have to worry about that. We're legal.
Yeah.
But
and we're safe. Everybody, right, we're being safe too and conscious.
Yes, absolutely. And how many people
invited guests
would love to just fly away from this shit and you know, have an opportunity to grab the person that they love and just
take off, man. Expand.
Take off. Yeah.
So what do you think that is in us? What do you think the root is that makes us want to feel that way? Why do we feel that way?
Well, I think we spend so much of our time just running around from point A to point B as fast as we can without any intention, without any focus or any thought of what we're doing. But I have all these things to do today, and I just need to get it done as quickly as possible so I can get home.
I got to do this. I got to get the kids. I got to go to work. I got to travel, go to the store.
And it's almost a blessing, and we've talked about this on a couple of our other podcasts, where it's almost a blessing to be like, you know what? You have to stay home and you have to relax.
You have to focus on your family, focus on yourself.
Yes, and here Bree and I are making a podcast and doing...
Blessing the world.
Yes, and having amazing people over. I mean, this is...
Well, I wouldn't be over here if you weren't doing it. Bravo to you. Congrats. Thank you, guys.
And Paul, thank you for saying yes, because I have to also interject with that beautiful conversation that you brought your personal experiences into, and then also highlight the fact that we are born of flight or flight responses. And continually in our life, we are in continual flight, fight, or freeze. Exactly. And so we were taken into a space that slowed us down. And I do not discount what we've come from, because it has made some of us some of the most amazing entrepreneurs and successful humans. This beautiful person in front of me, and even yourself, being able to identify where you push yourself into these fight modes. And I encourage everyone to continue to be a fighter, but also identify when that time comes, like this time, where you can suddenly be still and reflect and actually identify what it is that you're fighting for.
And if you don't mind, I interject, why do we need to fight? You know, this existential Western society, forceful testosterone energy that we're all employing in modern society, is it serving us to fight?
Well, so what does fight mean to you is the question that I asked them.
Fight means is to use force. And what happens if we don't use force and we allow and we accept the abundance?
Then what would be an alternative word to fight? For me, fight means to prevail.
Pursue.
And to not, pursue and not to succumb to maybe a discomfort. So does fight equate with discomfort? And if it does, then you have to check yourself and say, where can I be uncomfortably, where can I be in, how do I say this?
Harmony?
No, it's like, it's when you know that you're uncomfortable. It's a deliciously uncomfortable, but not in pain. So I think that we're going to come into points in our life. Right now we're uncomfortable, because it's something that is not the norm. And so it's an unknown imbalance. And so we look at it this and we go, I can't identify with what this means. So therefore I reject it.
And it's out of our control.
It's out of our control. So where do you say, where can I be deliciously uncomfortable, but not in pain? Because I think even in relationships, and you'll hear oftentimes in these podcasts, I will always bring relationship back into everything we talk about. Amen. Because we're in a relationship with this earth, we're in a relationship with Jay-hun. Every challenge in our life and people. And I think the more we look at things as a relationship, the more we'll have a lot more compassion, a lot more love around it.
You know, and every time we come out of Sweat Lodge, we say all our relations, we acknowledge that is more as a relation to self, as a relation to spirit and everything else. Yeah. Amen.
Connectivity. Yeah. So we're all connected. And right now in the COVID connectivity, as we'll say it,
yeah,
is how are we identifying with
we're all in it together.
Self-connectivity to this time. So where are you uncomfortable? And are we ready to be uncomfortable with each other? And I feel like that's what we've been lacking for so long. We've been covering it up and not wrong.
Is it fair to say that uncomfortable is also being vulnerable?
Because
for me, it's uncomfortable to be vulnerable.
I think it's very uncomfortable to be vulnerable.
And as a society, right, we live on the surface. So getting vulnerable, getting in the heart, that's kind of uncomfortable.
Why? Why is it not the reverse? Whose narrative is being...
Well, mass media. I'm just referring to like Western mass media.
Right,
that's all.
I'm challenging you because I'm saying.
Well, girl, that's
what
right.
If
that's
vulnerability what... was the norm. When did
it is? You go to Santa Cruz, Aptos Hills. This is all. That's all that's about.
So why don't we bring?
I'm just saying, as a mass people, you know, we're talking to the masses right now. Yeah. We're on mass media right now.
But how many mass media are actually tuning in?
Coronavirus.
Millions.
Being vulnerable in and of itself, like.
It's made us.
Isn't that why we are like running around freaked out of getting within 6 feet of people because of the vulnerability? But
we feel vulnerable.
We feel vulnerable.
Because we don't have the power.
Vulnerable people, we feel fear. I mean,
yeah.
I think I told you the story earlier today. Like, I'm walking out the front door of my house, right? This is my house.
My house.
I'm walking out the front door of my
house. I pay rent here.
I pay for this place.
During COVID, I'm still paying rent.
Or mortgage,
whatever.
Rent.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, this is a popular street. A lot of people walk down the sidewalk, and I go to my car, and this lady's got her headphones in. She's looking down, and as I'm going to my car, I think we get within, like, 4 feet. You know, we're within that 6 foot limit.
Yeah.
And she just, like, jumps up as quickly as she can. She's like, whoa. And I'm like, what's the problem? You would have thought like I assaulted her or something.
Yeah.
And it was 6 feet. 6 feet.
Burger!
Like I was going to infect her by getting within 6 feet of her just instantly with the coronavirus, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, that's like.
Like you had it. Like she knew you had it or something.
Exactly.
Like I've been in my basement all month.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know.
Here's what I love about this woman that's sitting across. Me right here.
All right.
Because I laughed my ass off. I'm like, this crazy bitch. Like she just sat there and like made me feel like so weird. So I just like, I'm like, just the only thing I could do is laugh it off, but I was kind of offended. It was a little like I
shocking.
But she, here's what Bree says. She goes, why is she so in that place? Maybe we should have some sensitivity and some understanding
empathy
about what she's feeling with. Maybe her mom's sick. Maybe her mom, you know.
Right. Maybe her son died from it.
So
you never know.
It's not about me. It's, you know, this person's in that position. And I mean,
so it's easy to take it on. It's easy to.
Because my mission in life is that person who walked by you, Brandon, while you were walking out the door, and immediately it went personal, and yet we forget. How personal is this that person right in front of us? Yeah. And so we can all talk about our own experiences. And we are so gifted to be able to have on this earth a personal experience. Don't discount that. Let us all go through everything we go through because that makes
that's
us
our
who
gift.
We are.
Yeah. It is that's our reward.
But don't forget that. Everyone around you is also a lesson.
Excellent point, Bree. I love that.
Hey, Paul, I think that's a good segue for our next song. I'd love to hear your song about loving life. This is it's a great song, truly inspirational, and something that I think all of us need to hear during these times.
I'm from a native reservation, a symptom of a system, controlled segregation, and medicated victims, a sacred intuition, neglected by invention, I'm using oral tradition as suicide prevention, and I turn from the steeper. Shoot on the corner, there's power in our people. It's death before dishonor. We should love this life, cause it's not always right. We should choose to just fight. Fight for what's alright, and we're gonna love this life. Love this life. Love this life. This life, love, love, gonna love it right, love, love, even if all we do is fight, love, love, we're gonna choose to do it right, love, life, we're gonna love this life, love, love, love it right, love, love, choose to hold you tight, love, love, love this life, oh, there's so much to be grateful for. The things that show up on our door, the things we said that were before, or those things that are no more. When we're in the desert, valley, or shore, one thing we know for sure is that it's never about getting more. It's about understanding who we are. It's about loving this life. It's about loving it right. It's about holding your mama tight. It's about choosing love tonight. I'm gonna love this life. Love, love. I'm gonna choose to love it right. Love, love. I'm gonna hold Brandon and Bree real tight. I say love, love. We're gonna love all through the life. We're gonna love this bush crap. We're gonna love it and then we love. We're gonna love it until it pass. And love it.
That was good.
One time, God, wonder of just feeling and pulsing vibration.
Gosh, it's so magical.
I think that that song struck a chord. No pun intended. Or
maybe
pun
a
intended.
Couple chords.
G chord. It hit the G spot.
Yes, love this.
It hit the
life.
G chord.
Gotta love it right. I mean, what a great time to be jumping into that, and to, you know. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that could really just focus on listening to that and, you know.
Regaining our focus in this time of crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And you two played well together. That was good. Some good shit. Good job, Bree.
Good job, Bree.
Way to jump in there.
Proud of you, Knuckles girl.
Those are the feathers.
Well, Paul, it's really two goals of Soul Punch Sunday, and I'd like to get into that here briefly. And number one is we really want to use our space here, our home, which has this perfect setup for recording, as a place for musicians such as yourself to come in and broadcast themselves and hopefully get some good recognition. And the second is 100% of the proceeds from Soul Punch Sunday. We've actually had some proceeds come in recently, even though we're on only our third session now. 100% of the proceeds are going back to the cause of the artist's choice. And Bria and I were checking out what you're working on with Indigenous restoration, and really fascinated by that, and would love for you to jump in and talk a little bit about that.
You know, thank you, Brandon, and thank you, Bree, for really aligning your focus on this purpose. I think it's right now, what I've realized is that there's more an importance on food security than ever. Like, where is our food coming from? Do we know how to grow our food? I saw you guys have a beautiful little garden out your bedroom window. Beautiful, man. And I think, you know, this is sovereignty. This is strength. This is unity. This is activism. Because we've been conditioned and domesticated into purchasing things that we do not know where they come from. And like Willie Nelson says, take your children to a farm, otherwise they're going to think their food comes from a box. Yeah. And I love Willie. He's my hero. And, Willie. It's important to realign our focus.
Seed.
You know, and it's not specific to any gender, race, or religion. I think every human has the right to food, medicine, and shelter. And, you know, I grew up on an Indian reservation, and I had to understand what that meant. And if you look at it, it means a nation within a nation. We have our own self-governance. We have our own tribal police. We have our own education department. We have our own philosophies, protocol. And it's unique to every tribe, and they all have their own specific desires and needs. So what we saw was
governance,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
You're not fully free of your own desires and needs. It's still governed.
It's governed. And just in comparison to the United States for and Indigenous peoples, the United States has its own policies and ways of going about certain things. And then the Indigenous populations have their own ways of going about and doing things. And so sovereignty to me means securing where your food comes from. Employing the education to the youth and to the community, mostly to the community, of how to grow that food. The education of what your medicine is and where you can find it, which is, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And how to build your own shelter and provide for your family and to secure your own assets and everything. So the principles are basic. You can expand on those principles, and they can become complicated. But it comes down to the same thing. We all need to feel safe. We all need to feel that we have a food source, and that also makes us feel safe. And we also need to have a home and a shelter, like this beautiful home that's made out of redwood. This is the most gorgeous, like, home I've ever been in. Just from what you've told me of the stories, I'm like, oh my gosh, the craftsmanship of this home and the peaks and the doorway and the windows, it's so magical and spectacular. And so what does that do? It provides you a sovereignty over your own position. In this dome, in this house, in this realm, you are master. You control what is employed. So as a Native, if you look at any Native American reservation across the United States, the statistics show the highest numbers of domestic violence, addiction, alcoholism, suicide are on Native American reservations. The oppression started with colonization and the inherited traumas been carried on for about 500 years. And so currently, today, we have to jump on that wave and say, all right, like, cool, like, this is what's happened. This is where we may go. And this is what we can do. So in my community, we recognized there was a need to know how to grow our food again. That's what we do. We opened up Matayum. It's a 6-acre property on the San Pascual Indian Reservation, and is primarily focused on in incorporating all the indigenous community of my area, which is my reservation, which is my tribe, which is the 740 cousins that I have registered to me within like a mile and a half radius. And then, you know, it's and then it goes all the way up. My relatives are in the economic department. They're in the tribal governance department. And so every time I go present and talk and speak and negotiate, it's with the relative. And so it's highly classified, and it's highly demanding of energy, because there's so much inner turmoil and intergenerational traumas that nobody is really willing to process. So what we do as an organization, Indigenous Regeneration, is something that me and my wife started to aid in the education of food sovereignty, medicine, and eco-building. And with our 6-acre property and the other projects we do, we demonstrate what it would be like to live 500 years ago. We bring back these native grapes that are 500 years old. We start planting those mother suckers. And we put in some wild strawberries, and we got Catalina cherries, and we got elderberries, and we got all these different things. And I guess what my point is that it's important to understand what's around us. If we don't understand the environment we're living in, then we're just living blind, and we're living complacent, and we're just going from point A to point B. And if we can accept the uncomfortable nature of listening to a free-spirited, long-haired, bearded hippie, then we might gain something. We might experience something new. Sure. And you'd be surprised, man. We were presenting to our general council, our tribal council, and we're like, hey, these dome projects. We built a dome out of cow earth. It was 16 inches of dirt is your wall. And this dome structure is fireproof, floodproof, earthquakeproof, all these things. And we're trying to present this to our tribal council, and they're saying, like, we don't understand what the impact is. People don't want to look at this or think it's that cool. And we're thinking, like, okay, whatever. And then all of a sudden COVID hits, and then they write us back, and they're like, oh, wait, this makes sense, because you got 16 inches of wall. You don't have to, like, insulate. And then with all the energies, insufficient modular homes, like, this is the best option. And so we're really having to focus on what is really going to benefit the people. You know, and are we just taking side deals, or are we really investing in our full potential?
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead. I just love what you said about the origin of relation, and I think a lot of individuals who are bringing awareness to this identification of what it is to be connected to land and to regeneration are oftentimes going to be those long bearded hippies. But I also challenge that and say, it's okay if you're not that person, but you still have those same ideals to just be whoever you are, whatever your identity is. And just know that you have a home and the relatability of knowing where you feel connected to wherever you feel connected. And well, I really love.
And even as, so what you're saying is that even as Native Americans, we can take pride in our own community, like San Diego or the beach or anybody, anything.
Walk of life you are.
Anything you want.
This is what I wanted to say. When Bree and I were on the website this morning, one of the things that we really loved about the Indigenous Restoration is it's like we think about what our roots really are, right? You know, we came from being farmers, from being hunters, from being, you know, having
for
our
eons
feet
ago.
On the earth, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, and having our hands in the soil. Mm-hmm. And yet we've grown to this place where, like you mentioned earlier, where we just get our stuff fed to us in a box or a bag and we go to the grocery store. And kids don't even understand.
But we buy where it.
It's like, it's
so
like,
therefore we vote with our money.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
We're voting with our dollar true. And we keep
go
buying
ahead,
the box.
One of my good friends, his daughter says, I'm a vegetarian. She's like 10 years old, but she fucking loves hot dogs. Now, her parents will not tell her what's actually in a hot dog.
We tell our kids it's lips and butts. All my kids say, oh, hot dogs, lips and butts. I'm right. like 2 years old.
So here we are. Like, she thinks a hot dog is, like, not meat, right? And she's still
it's
vegetarian.
Just lips and butts.
It's lips and butts, girl. You don't
lips
even know what the fuck they're putting
meat.
In there.
All right. But this is my point. Like, why can't we have to come? This is what I love about what you're doing. And that's why I love that Soul Punch Sunday gets to support this cause and look forward to seeing how much we can generate to help with this program. Because, yeah, we need to get our hands and feet back in the soil again. We need to teach our people. And, you know, I love that it's like get the tribe to be self-sufficient again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't remember the exact words, but that's what it was like. It was like self-sufficient and not dependent.
Sovereignty.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I also have...
You know, tribal sovereignty is a big conversation with Indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
Because it's what's been taken away.
Yeah.
You control the food, you control the people. Go ahead, Bree.
But I also have to interject and say, our food has also been taken away from its sovereignty of the soil.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, again, I invite everyone to understand that our impact in our daily lives has to do with how we are regenerating our soil and what we are eating and what we are creating. And so, what is your soil in your life? And maybe be more aware of what we're doing to create that soil, which is also our food.
Beautiful.
So everything you do, everything you drop on the ground and don't pick up, like, yes, I know. I've had many friends say, like, oh, it's someone else's job to pick it up. But if we live our lives believing that our footprint is someone else's job to pick up, how are we ever going to...
That's called American privilege. I think we're the only individualistic country Well, there's a few countries that are individualistic like that.
But why are we? But what? I just want us to identify the importance of identifying that we are here to have an experience, but also can we identify that our experience is also a collective experience?
Yeah.
And how can we do better?
Yes. How can we,
how can we do better absolutely. As ourselves and as our collective and knowing that everything that we do in our life is a reflection. This COVID right now is a reflection of what we have done to this earth. And you can disagree, and that's okay.
Ooh, that's deep, girl. Go ahead and say that again. We're all entitled to our opinions.
And so I say my opinion.
Say that one more time.
I believe that the earth is speaking to me because I'm so interconnected with it.
And maybe we should listen. Earth has been speaking.
We have so many bodies, but the earth is only one of our bodies. And I said this on another podcast.
Yeah.
We have a home body, and we have an earth body, and we have an individual body. Yeah. And how we treat each of those bodies is honestly how we are continually creating this ripple that is spilling out and continually rippling into each individual that we are sharing this earth body with.
You know, I mean, yeah, that collective consciousness and the ripple, everything we do goes out into this world. And it all starts with ourselves. You're right. Amen.
It starts with ourself, but it starts with ourselves not as that egotistical self that says it's all about me.
It's that little
it's
self.
It's about saying...
It's that little golden child.
Yes.
It's about saying I identify my shadows. I identify all aspects of my life that are also connected to the greater aspects of life. How many people have not had a dream because of what's going on in this collective? Because there's such... tumultuous transitions that are happening right now and changes in our own consciousness. And just, if not, have we not talked about before, like bridges to understanding that we cannot keep holding on to a past because there's been such a change and we have to just allow.
We're in the paradigm shift.
Yes. We are. And that is...
Into Aquarius.
It's the Aquarius. And you don't have to believe in numerology, but you can also identify that in every time in our lives, you can take it back to the seven-year...
We have seasons.
There's seasons.
Absolutely.
There's seasons for a lifetime. And
and just to interject, the Aquarius season has come after a 3,600-year reign. 3,600-year period.
Which is the merging of the head and the heart.
Ooh,
the head and the
so
heart.
When did we ever disconnect?
Yeah.
Is the question. When did that shard break? Because we are a crystal. We are this amazing crystal of Earth. When did our shard of humanity break and we had to have war?
Dark ages.
Oh my God.
What was that shit?
Yeah, right.
Why the fuck do we get there? Well, they
but
say
the
it's a cycle.
Ages, the shadow self doesn't have to be the shattering of the shard, is what I'm saying. It's like.
Well, and we go seasons of the soul every year, man. We got seasons of the soul. Like, I'm in a winter season of my relationship, but I'm in
or
a spring season
kind
of my
life.
Music.
Yeah. That's
you know what I'm music, saying? So know? We got different calendars for different parts of us.
Man, this is good conversation, guys. I love this. But let's get on to some more music. Paul, I'd love to hear what you have in store for us next. Probably good segue into your song about heaven.
And we can find heaven. Standing right here, I can see heaven. Coming in real clear, heaven. Won't you shine your light on down? Cause I feel that fire. And that fire's burning me now. Love, 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 open up and look inside. Never know what you'll find. Everything in our life is all part of the divine. We know it's been designed by creator of space and time. And we've been here for thousands of years. And we'll be here for thousands more. There's so much passion every day inside every human being. I find myself in every open heart, open arm, and everyone else. Well, where they go, what they know is just part of a show. If you let go, it's incredible, cause we're all in heaven. And it's coming in clear, I can feel heaven. Every time that you come near, heaven says, what you go, where you go, is just part of your flow. And if you let go, it's incredible. Because heaven is here, heaven is here, heaven. Heaven is here, heaven is here. There's so much trouble in the world right now. So many troubled children in the world right now. So much pain and war in the world. But what are we gonna do about it? How about it? There's something that I like to say, and there's things that I like to do. The same messages I can relay, and ancestors that like me to put through. And I feel like everything is up to me until I let it go. Cause deep inside I know that where I go is just part of the flow. Heaven, won't you come on down now? I can see heaven every time you're running. Heaven, won't you shine your light on down? We fed that fire, that fire's burning us now. They got cameras in the sky, concrete jungle, always wonder why we fumble, dropping that bar when we need to be moving faster. Only got so much time till it's over, everybody on each other's shoulders, not doing what they know they're supposed to. I could feel heaven though, shining on through. I can feel heaven inside of you. I can see heaven. Say where they go, what they know is just part of a show. If you let go, it's incredible, cause we're all in heaven. We got words for change, like peace, love, and understanding. And there's a phrase I like to say, the universe is always expanding. And there's a place for you, you can hold on to me and my hand. And you're part of my family, so let's keep it going again and again. The jungle getting thicker, I'm getting stronger. Every day in my life getting longer. No longer live for thirst and hunger. Just sit here and oh, I wonder how high will this tree really go? And how far will my seed really soar? How much will my heart really hold? Will I ever be able to let it go? I feel this strange desire. Just time to break through the empire. To take it down, take it all back. But then I have to relax, cause I'm in heaven. It's just coming on real strong. I'm in heaven. Everybody, hold on, I see heaven. Won't you shine your light on down? Cause we fed that fire, and that fire's burning us now. We fed that fire, and that fire's burning us now. We fed that fire, and that fire's burning us now. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, everything I think I believe. like a fun heaven. Inside of you, I can see heaven. I love that infinite truth I heaven. Won't you shine your light on down? Sweet feather fire. Now fire's burning us now. We feel the fire. Now fire's burning us now. Ooh. Oh heaven, won't you?
We filled that fire. Now that fire's burning us now. I think that leads us to meeting some soul vitamins. Hey, Bree, can you hit us up with some soul vitamins?
When you're feeling down or confused, you just pop some
soul vitamins.
What are your soul vitamins, Paul? Intrigas.
You know, in order to feed the soul, we have to understand and identify what the soul is. I think in the process of releasing identity, we are only left with our soul, our true essential self. And the vitamins are just that. The medicine is in the process of releasing the identity and understanding the soul. And as we open up that window, brah, that fresh air just cruises on in, and that's the medicine. There's a lot of things that can feed us. Nature can feed us. Family can feed us. Our dreams can feed us. Words can feed us. Books can feed us. TV can feed us. We just have to understand what we want to be fed by. If we take, I get too political here, but if we take pharmaceuticals, if we take multivitamins, we end up just pissing them out. They don't even resonate. So what are the deep vitamins? Deep vitamins are cultivating relationship, cultivating connection, cultivating a greater connection to ourself, to our higher self, and to the selves all around us that are a reflection of our own internal self. So I would say the soul vitamins are in the perspective. Our perspective is what provides the healing. Epigenetics. It's not what happened to you in the past. It's actually shown that genetics, so it's only 6% that affects you. The rest is epigenetics. It's what the environment creates. It's what your environment creates. It's what your conscious, it's what your spirit leads the field. It's what the spirit creates. So for me, it's just taking that time to get out of the mind. That's medicine.
Ooh, those are some good soul vitamins, Paul. Thank you for sharing that with us. I think it's time to roll into another song, if you would.
Around, talk about what they found, what they have, what they got, who they are, who they're not. They don't understand, we all are human, all share the water, all share the land, and we'll have a blessing, we'll have a curse. Some got it better, Lord, some got it worse. Now lift yourself right out of that shit. Lift yourself right out of it. We gotta lift yourself right out of that shit. Don't ever stop, don't ever quit, you're too blessed. Ooh. Yeah. Mama told me, boy, always share your toys, always be the love, always be that joy. No such thing as first, no such thing as last. All have a future, all share the past. And it's your obligation in any situation. Open up your heart, raise the vibration, and lift yourself right out of that shit. Lift yourself right out of it. We gotta live yourself right out of that shit. Don't ever stop, don't ever quit, you're too blessed. Oh, 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 you're so blessed. I'm gonna go to the bridge. I ain't gonna stress, ain't gonna quit, ain't gonna stress today. Ain't gonna stress, ain't gonna stress, ain't gonna stress today. Ain't gonna stress, ain't gonna quit, ain't gonna stress today. We are so blessed, we are so blessed. Blessings are on their way.
Mr. Paul Cannon.
Love you guys.
Love you, brother. Thank you for coming on here.
It's been a good journey, bro.
It's been an amazing journey.
Shoot.
Check this guy out. Seriously. This is some of the best music I've heard. I mean, Bree and I have been to many concerts here. I'd put you up against anybody. Beautiful voice, beautiful song.
Thank you, man. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And also just the reminder that when we're coming from such a personal place in our lives, that is when we are most compelled, is when it's an honesty of story. And so, Paul, thank you so much for being so present with us tonight and sharing your story in a way that is the most comfortable way and the most uncomfortable way to express yourself. And thank you for finding music, and thank you, music, for finding Paul to express yourself in such a place for us to feel safe to identify and not feel alone, which we are in this time in our lives where we are not alone. And when we can find that place where we hear a voice that is able to speak a voice within us, what greater thing than to have you here tonight to be a voice that we can identify with. And we're not able to articulate it as well as you can. So thank you so much.
You know, it's my great pleasure. I think if you don't create the space, it'll never come in. And so I'm very grateful that you guys are creating this space. And Soul Punch Sunday is definitely like a arrow to the heart for me, man. And I'm greatly appreciative to be here.
Well, we greatly appreciate having you here, Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul Cannon, ladies and gentlemen, wonderful listening to you play tonight. It's very seldomly that you only meet somebody for one day and you feel like you've known them a lifetime. That's definitely how I feel having you here. I know you and Bree have known each other for a while, but what a joy having you here. And I'd love to have you back any time. Again, this is Soul Punch Sunday. Come to soulpunchsunday.com, and 100% of this week's funds go directly to Indigenous Regeneration. And thank you, Paul, for providing your support to that great program. And we thank everybody for jumping on, tuning in, and supporting our program.